2 Kings chapter 8, verses 14 to 15. Then Hazael left Elisha and returned to his master as Ben-Hadad. When Ben-Hadad asked, "What did Elisha say to you?" Hazael replied, "He told me that you would certainly recover." But the next day, he took a thick cloth, soaked it in water, and spread it over the king's face so that he died. He suffocated him. Then Hazael succeeded him as king. 2 Kings 8, verses 14 to 15. Hazael strikes. This is a man who is a liar. He is a cheat. He deceives his boss, the king, and he murders him. And he becomes king in the king's place. He usurps the throne. He revolts, rebels, kills the king, and takes the crown. And his reign will be barbaric. Barbarism is to come. Yes, all the prophecies, all the timings, all the opportunities came together. They all clicked and came sharply into focus. But the responsibility is Hazael's. The buck stops with him. He is the man who is guilty. You see, Ben-Hadad had trusted. He trusted his god, Rimmon. But Rimmon couldn't cure him of his illness, nor protect him. He trusted his servant, Hazael, his trusted servant, yes, but he was a deceiver. He trusted his own judgment, but he had no confidence or trust, personal trust in the Lord. These two men come together, a trusting man who is deceived, a man who seems to be trustworthy, but is a deceiver. And the opportunity comes, and Hazael strikes. It shows us the power of that text, Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can cure it? Who can put it right? Circumstances expose what's in the heart. Jesus taught this very clearly, Mark 7, I think. It's not what goes into a man. It's what comes out of a man. The opportunity makes the opportunity, literally, for the heart to display itself. It's in us all, you see, my friend. Look at the Nazis in the Second World War. I don't mean the top gang. I mean the average decent German. What did he become, many of them? What did many decent Germans do in the war, in the Holocaust? Look at Joseph's brothers. Look at Judas. The opportunity comes, and it exposes the natural heart. The natural heart, you see, is beyond cure. It needs a new heart. Ezekiel 36 and 37, the prophecy is that in the new covenant, God will give by his Spirit a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new life. John 3:3-8, you must be born again. O natural man, unbelieving man or woman, you need to be born again. You must be born again. You say, well, I'm not as bad as Hazael. I'm not as daft as Ben-Hadad. But it's in us all, my friend. It's in us all. This is the natural heart, and circumstances expose it. Now, as a believer, even now, I take the stance of Augustus Toplady. This is what I learn from this passage, 2 Kings 8:14 to 15. I'll repeat the hymn of Toplady. This is where I take my stand. On thee, O God of purity, I wait for hallowing grace. None without holiness shall see the glories of thy face. That's Hebrews 10, 10 and 14 and so on, and Hebrews 12. We are sanctified in Christ, but we must live it out in our lives, and without that practical holiness, without that progressive sanctification, there will be no seeing the Lord. On thee, O God of purity, I wait for hallowing grace. None without holiness shall see the glories of thy face. Lead me in all thy righteous ways, nor suffer me to slide. Make plain thy path before my face. My God, be thou my guide. O may I ne'er to evil yield, defended from above, and kept and covered by the shield of thy almighty love. Jesus, if thou withdraw thy hand, that moment sees me fall. O may I ne'er on self depend, but look to thee for all. And even when I feel thy grace, and sin seems most subdued, wrap me in thy righteousness, and plunge into thy blood. So I learn from Ben-Hadad, misplaced trust. I learn from the wickedness of Hazael. And in both accounts, on both accounts, I turn to Christ to be washed from my sins, filled with his Spirit, protected against sin, redeemed from my sin, and to walk in the holiness which pleases the Lord, and without which no man will see the Lord. Believer, I urge you to do the same. Unbeliever, I urge you to come to Christ at once and turn to him now. Be washed from your sins and begin to live with and for God in Jesus Christ by his Spirit. Amen.